KO4HKX.
Did I hear you say your grandfather's not doing well again?
He's come home with hospice. So we're just trying to keep him comfortable now.
Well, I heard you say, I don't know, whenever, that he was coming home, but I didn't realize, I didn't know what was wrong with him or whatever, but I hate to hear that.
Said Terry, he's just eat up with cancer. He's a tough old man. He's had multiple heart attacks, multiple strokes, leukemia, and then cancer now in his kidneys and his lungs. It's just nature running its course.
Yeah, but it don't make it any easier. But I guess in one aspect, you being out with this knee surgery gave you some time to be with him.
I have spent the last month with him pretty much every day, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm glad you had that opportunity, and like you said, I just hope he's not suffering too much.
I'm suffering right now. Enough medication to work, keep that from happening, but it gives us glimpses of about every 4-hour cycles of time to spend with him too. So he comes in and out. So we know it's about time for more medication when that starts happening.
Some of y'all are staying with him at all times.
One of us is here all the time, if not multiple of us.
Yeah, well, I didn't know him. Yeah. Well, anyway, I hadn't heard you much lately, obviously, and I just heard you say that, and I just wanted to shout at you for a second.
Yeah, I've been kind of quiet on the radio, but this afternoon I just had to go for a walk down on the property and good.
Jimmy, those memories are good.
I got quite a few of them here on this 12 acres.
Random question. Did you say you were talking on the radio through your house?
On my HD, going back to my crossband repeat at the house.
Yeah. Well, I use crossband repeat. It's the only way I can hear this repeater in my office. But I have never tried to see how far away from that I could go. That's the only reason I asked.
Surprised. I got mine running at 5 watts. And I can go 5-6 miles away and still get in. I'm starting to get scratchy, but I can get in and get a message through.
Well, like I say, the only reason I've ever used it is because inside the office I can't hear nothing. So when I get back in the car, I turn it off.
Well, I use it at the house. That way I can monitor the repeater probably more than I should, but I enjoy it. I enjoy getting on conversation with people. I have met some wonderful, wonderful people on this repeater and enjoy every bit of it.
For the most part, that's the only way I know any of these people, just their voices.
Tool route, I used to go by and visit with some of them. I made time to try and stop by every couple weeks and visit with people. And when I go to the ham fest and club meetings, when I can make it, I enjoy putting a face with a call sign and shaking a hand. Kind of old school that way still.
I don't blame you at all. Like I say, I feel like I know Tom, but it's just because y'all talking to him so much. I have talked to him too, but I mean, I don't know him other than just hearing that voice.
That's one of the ones I used to stop by and visit about once a week. Stop by and pick up a couple dozen eggs and sit down and enjoy a conversation with him and Miss Bernice. And boy, have I missed that the last few months since I've had my knee surgery. That's one of the things I miss the most about running the tour out is the afternoons or evenings I can stop by and visit with people or go to lunch with Shane or Gary or Jody or a couple of the others, and then the morning crew of a morning just riding in to work with everybody down the mountain. It just, I don't know, it makes the start of the day a whole lot better.
Sure, and then you get used to that too. When you don't have it, you miss it.
since I've had my knee surgery, I haven't been able to get back on my schedule. I need to quit being lazy and start getting back up at 5. Still do that part of it. I just wouldn't be driving down the mountain.
Ended up ever being wrong, you were having trouble with your radio at the house there for a while. What was that? Just conditions?
Conditions or somebody turned something with it. I think my neighbor, she does pottery. And I think when she turns her kiln on, it just interferes electrically with my radios because she's not that far away. And my antenna's on that end of the house, so I'm not sure that's what it is, but that's what I suspect.
Well, I just know it stopped being a problem, so I wondered.
It has to do with the power lines because I can take an AM radio out there and walk to the power lines, and that's when it does it. And the power lines run close to my antenna also, but I think she's the one that draws so much juice down there that it's what's causing the problem when she turns that thing on.
Well, I never would have thought about that. I just passed these signs that cause a lot of interference.
Those LED signs, LED lights at a gas station, that kind of stuff, street lights, they murder on the radio.
Patrick, I'll let you go, and anything we help you with, just let us know. But just miss hearing your voice on the radio, and sorry about your grandfather, but we'll keep him in our thoughts.
Appreciate that, Terry, but I'm usually listening in the background most of the time. It's just all the time I don't always talk lately, and if you ever need to get a hold of me, there's multiple people on this repeater that know how to reach out to me. So, glad to help you any way I can, and appreciate the thoughts and prayers. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KR4ACR, I'll be clear.